Peace, peace, everyone, and welcome to The Life of Gemini with your host, Trini. I know it's been a while, everyone, but I really wanted to come to you today and talk a little bit about something a little different. I realized that I have a lot of followers that you guys actually have been rocking with me since the inception of this podcast, and I want to say thank you for your support, for coming back to listen to the podcast, listening to the meditations, listening to just everything that I drop you guys support. And I'm grateful for this tribe, I'm grateful for this family, like I really am. But also I'm aware that, you know, I have a lot of people who are now following me who are new. And while they are new, they also might be new to spirituality, right? And so I think that a lot of us, you know, who are a little bit more seasoned than they, you know, we feel like, well, we don't need to talk about chakras. We don't need to talk about, you know, dreams and astral traveling and things like that. We don't need to talk about those things, right? And I understand it, right? And I do follow a lot of teachers who are not necessarily catered to the novice or the new person to spirituality, right? Who is new, in their awakening. And I just started thinking, like, well, why not talk about some things that could benefit them, but then also things that could benefit you and I? Because just because we've been awakened for a while, it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't need refreshers, you know, or that we shouldn't go back and kind of, you know, listen and learn on or about new things. And so that's pretty much where I am. I just kind of wanted to come to you today and talk about, psychic abilities and intuition and things like that. And, you know, I took some notes and just kind of want to talk about it. And so, listen, you know, soon I'm going to start really consistently implementing like polls and things of that nature. I want to like get some engagement going, right? So that's something that I've really been thinking about as well, because I just appreciate you all so much. I really want to get more engagement from you all. But okay, so psychic abilities and intuition. So when one talks about like intuition, you know, one is talking about how it really does guide you in your everyday life, your everyday practice, you know, in your path, and not just in divination, right? When you're doing your divination, if that's something that's a part of your path, everybody's path is different. But it really does help advance you on your path, right? You're working with spirit, you're working with source, with your divine creator, with the Most High, whatever that that looks like for you. Some of us, we actually work with our ancestors, you know, things of that nature. So, you're working in conjunction with that, right? And so some of us are actually mediums as well. I think I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but yeah, you know, some of us are mediums, some of us are psychic, but all of us have that intuition, right? And so in order to truly develop that intuition, you really have to understand what those abilities are, but you also have to understand how they figure into your life and how they will find its way into your practice as well. So first, let's talk about intuition, and let me just kind of quickly read down what I wrote. So your intuition is often your inner voice. It's often thought of as your inner voice. You know, it's that little voice inside of you that tells you that something is not quite right. Like, I'm not really feeling that. You know what I mean? Your intuition is really something that you know instinctively, you know, without using conscious reasoning, right? You actually have those intuitive warnings that are often, some would say from your higher self, but often from your guardians or as I would like to call it, like, right, your spiritual crew. If ever you hear me mention spiritual crew, I'm actually talking about like your ancestors, you know, your spirit guides, you know, because you could have certain spirit guides that are a part of your spiritual crew because they have been a part of your bloodline. Does that make sense? So that's that. That's where your intuition lies, right? It's often thought of as that innermost small little voice sometimes that you receive. Also, getting a little bit, to go a little bit off track here, but not really off track. You know, it is said that you have two brains, right? So you have your brain, of course, in your head, right? The brain that everyone thinks of and knows of, right? When you first hear the word brain. But then you also have the brain in your solar plexus. So that gut brain, right? You ever, especially ladies, right? I know I have like a lot of ladies that also follow me. And you all definitely know, right? When we feel that something in our gut, it's like something just isn't right. You know what I mean? Like I can't put my finger on it, but you feel it in the pit of your stomach. Like, yeah, that's like your second brain. So anyway, psychic abilities. Woohoo! So, you know, psychic abilities, typically they're really described as like the ability to use, and I hope I don't butcher this, but I shouldn't. Extrasensory perception. So what is that? ESP. So it's the ability to use that, right, in order to like identify information that's like hidden from your normal senses. And it's said that everyone is born with a psychic ability. I don't know that I really believe that, but that's just me, right? I think that everyone has an intuition. I just don't know that everyone has a psychic ability. But, you know, hey, what do I know, right? I could be way off base there, and it's okay. So, you know, like I was saying, it said that, you know, everyone has a psychic ability. You know, the abilities actually you can develop them just like you can develop your intuition. And, you know, you can also control it through practicing and through like anything else, right? Practicing the art, practicing, you know, that gift or quote unquote practicing that ability. And so there are different types of psychic abilities, and you probably have heard of these. And for those of you who are seasoned, you already know of them, right? But for those of you who are new, who are babes, you know, in this walk, they're called the clairs, right? And so those abilities are abilities that are kind of like above and beyond your ability to see, above and beyond your ability to feel, above and beyond your ability to hear, to taste, and to smell. I know for me, like one of my, my clairs, as I identify, is feeling. Oh my gosh, like I can feel like energy and like a spirit. If a spirit walk in the room, I automatically can feel it. Just like, you know, it was a person tangibly in a body, right? Also, I have the ability to hear. And so, yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, have those abilities, and you might have them too. I really would encourage you, especially if you're new, and even if you're not new to the walk, right, or this path, and you really don't know, really sit down and figure out, you know, where your abilities would lie. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, You know, what are your abilities? Which Claire or Claires, multiple, do you actually have? What abilities do you actually have? You know, a lot of people say that psychic abilities don't include the ability to like communicate with spirit. And I can see that because, okay, so follow me here. All mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. Okay, I want you to remember that. So write that down. All mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. Okay. And so what do I mean by that? And let's talk about it. Mediumship, right? That is the ability to communicate with spirit. Okay. So if you are someone who communicates through spirit, especially if you are engaging in ancestral work and you communicate with your ancestors, which is spirit, right? Also known as those who have passed away, okay? Or some people may even call them ghosts. That's not a term that I use. But you know, you're able to communicate, you know, with them. So mediums can use means of, what did I speak of earlier? Divination, right? There are many different forms of divination, right? And some forms of divination are, I don't know, the first thing that everyone knows of are tarot cards, right? Or spirit boards, or I've even seen spirit boards be called, I want to say angel boards. But there are other tools. Some people throw bones, some people throw cowrie shells. They're different tools. Oh, runes, you know, is another one that others engage in. Many different types of divination skills, right? You can use pennies, dimes, you know, all of that stuff. Side note, let me know if that's something that you would like for me to talk about in a future, you know, episode. I don't mind doing some research and bringing some content to you all about that. And, you know, I can do a poll and put a poll out there as well to kind of see. But anyway, so, you know, those tools actually help the person to like focus, you know, their energy and communicate with the spirit. And so again, mediums are psychics, but psychics aren't necessarily mediums, right? And so, you know, that's that. And so to back up a little bit, when you talk about psychic abilities and being guided by your guardians or your guides or your master, or something that, like I said, you would hear me speak about, is, you know, your spiritual crew, you know, your abilities. And I know I mentioned it earlier, they're divided into clairs, right? Remember I mentioned that, the clairs? So you have the clairvoyance, and clairvoyance is clear seeing. You have clairsentience, that's clear feeling, okay? You have clairaudience, that's clear hearing, all right? You have claircognizance, cognizance, and that's clear knowing, okay? There are a couple of, like, less common ones. The ones I just mentioned there, those are ones that, you know, mostly everyone, if you don't know, you've heard of them in some capacity, right? But then you have clairaliens. I hope I said that right, guys. Don't laugh at me. That's clear smelling. And then clairgustience, clear tasting. You know, I will butcher a word sometimes. But so, yeah, you know, you have those clairs. So, you know, okay, like I was saying, the clairvoyance, that's clear seeing, right? That's almost like watching a movie in your head. It pictures and symbols and numbers and colors and, you know, maps and just getting this full-blown premonition. I have to say, this is definitely one that, one of my clairs. So, clairsentience. This is clear feeling, right? Feeling and emotions and physical sensations. Then you have the clear hearing, right? You know, that is the, that like that little voice that you hear in your head telling you to stop, and, or, not to leave a stoplight right when it turns green, right? And again, that sounds very similar to intuition, right? Very similar to intuition. So, but it, so how can I say this? Okay, so it doesn't pertain to like spirit voices that can oftentimes be heard out loud, right? Excuse me. It does pertain, however, to mediums, right? Who can hear names, mediums who can hear words and phrases of someone who's passed on, but it's not out loud. So I hope I didn't confuse you with that one. But yeah, so then you have the claircognizant. Clear knowing something without any logic or facts, right? An inner knowing. I think I told the story. I have to go back and see if that episode is still on, where I was saying that I was with a friend of mine. We were out at this cookout, and I heard very clear, and it wasn't out loud though, but it was a premonition. It was a, it was with authority, you know, like, you need to leave, go home now. And I remember having to pull her by her arm, like, come on, let's go. She didn't want to leave. I made her leave. Had I not made her leave, both of us would have been standing out there when everything went down. And so, anyway, I'm so grateful that, you know, I heard that, I listened, and I acted, and I left that area before anything happened. But then you have the clear knowing, you know? Like I said, it's knowing something without any logic or any facts. You know, it's inner knowing. So, like, I'll give you an example. I gave you the example with me, right? But another example is, you know, somebody having this feeling, right, that something's gonna happen while driving, and they tell everyone to, you know, make sure that you have your seatbelt on, make sure that you're buckled up tight, and then like minutes later they are in an accident, and they didn't hear a voice telling them anything. They just knew. They just intuitively, see, they got that intuition again, right? They just knew that something was going to happen. And so that's another example. Clear smelling, you know, I messed that up, right? But you spell that C-L-A-I-R-A-L-I-E-N-C-E. Okay, so that's clear smelling things outside of the normal range of smell, you know, such as perfume. You might smell coffee, you know, again, perfume of a loved one. You might smell cigarettes, you know, you might smell tobacco, but it's that something outside of the normal range of smell, right? Okay, and then you have the clear tasting. I'll spell that one for you, right? So that's C-L-A-I-R-G-U-S-T-A-N-C-E. Okay, so that's like tasting, I don't know, chocolate ice cream or strawberry ice cream without physically putting anything in your mouth. Okay, so when this really does happen a lot of times with mediums, when they communicate with spirit, they might taste something. They might even smell something. Right? So the medium might smell a cigarette and they might, or cigar, and they might say to the person, like, I don't know, did your uncle smoke? Like, I smell cigarette smoke, or I smell cigar smoke, right? Something like that. I'm pretty sure you've maybe seen that a time or two. You know, when communicating with spirit, if you are a medium, or if you think you're a medium, or if you just don't know, mediums, most times they will experience many, if not all of the clairs, when they're communicating with spirit in some type of way, they may experience those clairs, right? I've even seen and heard, I don't think I've experienced this personally myself, but they might even experience the pain that was involved with that particular spirit in their passing away, right? In their state of passing away, you know. They might taste, like I was saying to you guys before, you know, a favorite type of food, right? They might smell a specific type of perfume, or they might taste a specific type of alcohol or wine, right? And so, you know, spirit will often choose to show that medium, you know, even like little movies in their head, or like pictures as a way to like communicate, you know, whatever it is they're trying to relay. You know, sometimes the medium can actually like hear the spirit communicating with them, or the spirit will like play them a song that that was very like really, you know, important to them. And so, you know, some of the challenges are that as your abilities grow, like you really have to learn how to, like, quote unquote, decode, you know, like what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, and what you're tasting. And that's going to take time. It's going to take time. It's very daunting, I know. Especially when you're first coming into your abilities, you know, it can be frustrating. It really can be frustrating. You know, especially if you're reading, doing a reading for someone, and the way you decode what spirit is, you know, saying to you, it may not make any sense, you know. It may not make any sense. It may make zero sense to you, right? But you know, spirit will work in, you know, mysterious ways. Spirit absolutely will work in mysterious ways, but, you know, stick to it, you know, and you may get frustrated, but stick to it, you know. I will like to say to my fam, to my new gems out there, and to my existing gems out there. And when I say gems, new gems, because this podcast is titled The Life of Gemini, I call all of you the gym tribe, right? My gym family. So that's what I'm referencing. I just kind of want to really caution, you know, everyone who's really trying to develop their abilities to, you know, start with an inanimate object. So you know what I'm saying? And see if you can pick up on residual energies. I don't know that I would try residual energies from things such as like antiques, because those can be like really, really heavy sometimes, especially if those are antiques from like Victorian style type of antiques. I don't know that I would tell you to start there, or, you know, I would caution you not to start there. Do you know what I'm saying? But maybe some of your family heirlooms, right? Maybe you can, you know, hug a tree, right? Maybe you can pick up some information from a, you know, some sort of a living thing. Again, I don't know that I would tell you to do something as big as maybe going to like a battlefield or a cemetery. I wouldn't tell you to do that, especially if you are new to this, because there are certain things, in my opinion, that if you're gonna go to the cemetery, like for me, if I go to the cemetery, I don't ever go to the cemetery without covering my head, right, and making sure that I have certain protection. So I wouldn't suggest you do that right off, but you know, some smaller things you certainly can try to see if you can connect with the residual energies of that, you know. But it really can be frustrating, but some of you might be at a place where you really can read people. Like, it's nothing for you to read people, right? Or figure out, you know, how, you know, spirit is communicating with you regarding people. You might even, I know, I'll give you an example as well. Like, for me, I would get like tingling in the crown of my head. And for, you know, for me, also, that's called Ori, O-R-I, right? The crown of your head, also known as your higher self. Okay, I hope I'm not losing some of you. Please take notes, go back, write notes, do your research, right? There are some things that I'm saying, absolutely take what I'm saying and go do the research, right? Do the research. But you know, when you first begin to actually like read for people, like it's really important to like respect boundaries. It's, you know, their psyche might be blocked off and, you know, just respect it, you know, just respect it. Don't go charging through, those barriers and boundaries because, you know, you can really cause some emotional damage, some real emotional damage going where people really don't want you, to go, you know? And, you know, if you read for a person who, and, you know, develop a trust with them, a good rapport with them, you know, you can ask them if you can access that information, and if they tell you yes, then, you know, be very gentle and go very slowly, you know. If they tell you no, then respect that. Respect that and you know, and don't go there, you know. Yeah, that's pretty much what I would tell you. Of course, we could also talk about the protection. That's a whole, you know, different episode, I think. I know for me, I wear various talismans. I wear various amulets, you know, as it pertains to my, you know, abilities. You know, you could wear a talisman to actually... a talisman of power, right? To actually enhance your abilities when you do a formal, or if you do a formal reading for someone. I know for me, I also wear like an amulet of protection if I'm doing a reading. But even, you know, in going out into the community, into, you know, public and things like that, I wear an amulet of protection because you have to psychically protect yourself as well. You know, people will send, you know, all sorts of evil eye and things, you know, your way to try and, you know, bring harm to you. And I'm not telling you this because I want you to fear anything, okay? I'm not that type of person, right? But I'm just being realistic here, right? And so, you know, for me, every morning I put my armor on, you know, so that I could stay closed off, you know, just in general. You know, I stay open to my ancestors, you know, and to my spiritual crew, right? But, you know, at night, I make sure I have protections because it has been times that I've gone to sleep at night and I felt like, ugh. You know, it's like this. If you think about a lighthouse out in the ocean at nighttime and it's super, super dark, like spirits are drawn to the light. And if you have that light, they're drawn to you. And sometimes they're drawn to you because they need help and you might be able to help them cross over to the other side. You know, they might have a message that they want to tell you. They're looking for that help. But, you know, it's crucial that you really seriously learn to control that flow of information. When you are cut off, you know, when you are done, you are done. Because failure to like control the flow can cause you to literally like burn out. It literally can cause you to burn out. It can cause you to develop attachments of negative like energies and entities. And, you know, it can cause you, you know, sickness, you know, in the physical form. And that's not something that you want, you know. Like, I've known people, honestly, who have rushed into like things and ended up like, you know, losing their abilities, you know, because their masters or whomever is in their spiritual crew or whatever, you know, shut them down completely before they literally like destroyed themselves, like mentally and physically, right? So yeah, so that's pretty much that. So I'll give you like a couple of gemstones that you can use to protect yourself from like psychic attack. You have the amethyst. I love the amethyst. The amethyst is one of my favorite stones. Tiger's eye too, hematite, black tourmaline, lapis lazuli, garnet, okay, labradorite, okay, that's labradorite, labradorite, okay, fluorite, all right, those are just a couple, to name a few, to help protect you from psychic attack. You have some gemstones that will help increase your psychic ability. Also the amethyst, right? The clear quartz. Love the clear quartz. The bloodstone, okay? That bloodstone will help you to stay grounded, okay? The fluorite, okay, is great to help you balance your chakras, okay? It helps you to balance your chakras. The turquoise, right? That helps to increase, goodness, what psychic abilities help? Clairaudience and clairvoyant, okay? Calcite, okay? Carnelian can help you in trusting your intuition, okay? The emerald, the moonstone, right? Those are just a few. And so then, you know, here are some herbs, okay, and some resin to help protect you from psychic attack, okay? You have the bay leaf, you have the frankincense, you have the mugwort, and that's especially useful for astral traveling, okay? You have the myrrh, you have the rose, you have the thyme, okay, you have the yarrow, okay, and last but not least, herbs and resins that will help you to increase your psychic ability. You have the anise, you know, that helps to raise your vibrations, and you know, that's also great for astral protection, by the way. You have the cinnamon, you have the cedar, the celery, honeysuckle, lemongrass, love lemongrass. You can get that from the grocery store, right? The lotus, the mugwort, and the sandalwood. And so all of these are, again, are things that can help you in your path, in your journey. Now, there are things that I might do that you may have no interest in doing, and there are things that you may do that the next person will have no interest in doing, because your path, this is your journey. This is your life. This is your journey. And the way you practice spirituality will not always mimic and look exactly like the next person. Am I sitting here telling you that you should do whatever it is, however it is you want to do? No, I feel that you should have a foundation. And then you can add upon that. Okay? You can listen to your higher self. And if you work with your ancestors, allow your ancestors and venerate your ancestors so that they can help guide you. Okay? But I feel that it is so good to know and to understand the differences between your intuition, the differences between psychics, and the differences between the mediums. And, you know, you have the clairs. Know what those are. Know what your clairs are, what your abilities are, your psychic abilities are. It's so imperative. I feel it's imperative. And at the very least, You know, you might not have any desire to know what, if you have psychic abilities and if you fall in the category of any one of those clairs, that's perfectly fine. Work on strengthening your intuition. You can always use that. And especially in these days and times, during these days and times, you want to have a good, strong intuition. Okay? And so I'm just going to leave it there. I'm so grateful for you guys. I know I've said it a million times and I'll probably say it a million more. I'm grateful for your support. Feel free to please email me. I want you to email me, right? If you have any questions or if there's a topic you would like for me to delve into and, you know, things of that nature, feel free to send me an email. You know, I can be reached at. Are you ready? All right, let's go. The Life of Gemini Podcast. Okay? The Life of Gemini Podcast at gmail.com. So shoot me an email. I can't wait to hear from you, Jim. I say it all the time. You're my tribe. We are one tribe. And we're only beginning. Can you imagine the community we can build to support one another? Wow. Like, I meditate on that often. And so, I don't want to get emotional, but I'm grateful to be able to share with you things that I've learned and just different things that I come across. And as spirit, as my spiritual crew, and as my divine creator will drop it in my spirit to, hey, share this with them. Hey, give them this meditation. Hey, you know, tell them this. That's what I've been doing, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And it's only up from here. It's only up from here. So shoot me an email. Let's communicate, you know. If you have any questions and I can assist in answering it, I definitely will. If I can't, I definitely will let you know. Excuse me. Yeah, I have no idea, but let me see if I can point you in that direction. Okay? Good luck on your walk. You know, many, many blessings and blessings on your journey, right? To connecting to your higher self and just evolving and elevating higher and higher and higher. I love you guys. All right? And until next time. Peace.